Well, my day chasing the Olympic torch around the Northeast has finally come to an end. I'm back at home in my kitchen now, all wrapped up warm and dry after getting soaked this morning. I got chatted up in the pub in Blythe. I went to Tynemouth where I was offered help from all sorts of stewards and people in the shops where they were really friendly. Tynemouth was probably the highlight of the day for me, to be honest. Not only did it stop raining and the sun came out, but I just loved seeing all the school children who were so enthusiastic about seeing the torch. The kids from Tynemouth had made their own Olympic torches, and the kids from Priory School had made Union Jack flags to wave, and there was a real sense of community there in Tynemouth, which I loved. And I think it's been a real privilege for me to go around the region today. You know, this is my home region, and it's a region that I love. And I just felt really special to be taking part in something and seeing the other people and how proud they were, seeing the torchbearers carry the torches through, you know, their homes, their hometowns and their home villages. But now it's kind of wrap up, keep warm, get dry, as I said, and relax for the evening. And I'm looking forward to the Olympic torch coming to my home tomorrow. It's coming to Shotley Bridge. It's going right past the end of the street where I live, and I'm so excited. All the family are coming over, and we'll be down in Shotley Bridge with all the businesses celebrating there. So fingers crossed we don't get absolutely drenched again. But as for tonight, I think it's Euro 2012 time, and I'm going to get my England flag out, get it ready waving. Come on, England. Need a win.